Before we learn a little about Rebbe, I just want to point something out. Today's Daf Yomi. Today's Daf Yomi, Daf Chaf Amabez. Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amabez, which is the source for this famous statement of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. If you ever learn Mesilas Yesharim, Mesilas Yesharim is arranged by the statement of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Amar Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, Torah mevia lidei zehiras, zehiras mevia lidei zrizas. Right, so Torah brings a person to being guarded, guarded brings a person to being zariz, to being fast-paced in a good way, to be diligent, and to be energized. Zrizas mevia lidei nekiyos, right? Being a zariz brings a person to nekiyos, to cleanliness. Nekiyos mevia lidei precious. Precious mevia lidei tahara. Tahara mevia lidei kedusha. Kedusha mevia lidei anava. Anava mevia lidei yirascheit. Yirascheit mevia lidei chasidus. And chasidus mevia lidei ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh mevia lidechias amesim. And then, strangely, even though it seems to be working itself up, chasidus to ruach hakodesh, to Tchias HaMesim, the statement ends, V'achasidus gedola mikulan. Chasidus is the greatest of all. Now, obviously, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's chasidus was prior to the Baal Shem Tov's chasidus, but Gemara, like Torah Shebach Tzav, is also eternal. And it says chasidus is the ultimate achievement. And certainly the Lubavitcher Rebbe believed that. The chasidus was like a different madrega within Torah. Okay, so we'll learn a piece in the Lubavitcher Rebbe on Parsha Shkam. It's interesting. The Marsha on this Gemara, in the back of the Gemara, the Marsha says it's describing a person's the flow of a person's day. And how basically over the course of a person's day, the behaviors over the course of the day, explains very beautifully, leads one thing into the next. So again, if a person gets up in the right way in the morning, and he gets involved with Torah, Zihiros, Zrizos, Nekios, etc., until he comes to Chasidus. Okay, so we'll go straight to Chasidus now. We'll jump to Chasidus, the highest level of all. Okay, today's Daf Yomi. Okay, this is from the Sefer, Pninim al Torah v'Amoadim, from Lubavitcher Rebbe. And in the back of the Sefer, he has on Moadim. And he has a very little piece on Parsha Shkalim. Okay? The two pieces that I picked on Parsha Shkalim, for those of us who were together for Shabbos, I want to use this to try to lock in some of the feelings from Shabbos. Okay? But let's learn. Parsha Shkalim, Zeyid Nu Machasis Hashekel. Parsha Kisisa, a couple weeks' time, but we'll read again a part of it this Shabbos, Parsha Shkalim. We don't just read the regular Parsha Mishpatim, we also read a section of the Torah for Parsha Shkalim, a section for Parsha Kisisa. What does it say by the shekel? Zeyitnu, like this you shall give, this is what you should give, machasis shekel, half a shekel. Perish Rashi, Hera lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kamin matbeya shal eish, u'mishkola machasis shekel, v'amar lei kezeyitnu. What does Rashi say? What does ze always mean in Torah? Ze keli v'anveyu, right? Zeyitnu, by the shekel, hachodesh hazeh lachem, the menorah, zeh ma'isa menorah. Zeh always means to point to something, something tangible. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, what does a machzis shekel look like? I don't know what that looks like. I never minted my own currency before. So Hashem says, I'll show you. Hera lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu kamin matbeya shel esh. Hashem showed him a coin, a fiery coin. U'mishkala, and its weight was a machzis shekel, was half a shekel. And Hashem says to Moshe, zeh yidnu. You see this? Something tangible? You can point to it? Like that, like this? Yitnu. That's what you should give. Lubavitcher Rebbe asks a question that no one in a million years would have asked in this Rashi. Let's see what he says. V'nei perish then nimsa b'kam v'komos. This idea from Rashi is a chazal in several places. It's Yerushalmi and Shkalim. It's a Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Kisisa. Aval b'kulam nema rak she'akadosh baruch hu hera l'moshe k'min matbeya shalish. If you look in the primary sources, and again, you have to believe that Rashi was written with Ruach HaKodesh, which I believe. I believe that. In the Hayom Yom, it says, from the Tzaddikim of Chabad, that everyone up to, I think, the Bnei Yeshua is written with Ruach HaKodesh. Other Sfarim say it as well. Right? To believe that Rashi was writing with Ruach HaKodesh, Mamish. So, when Chazal, quote this Maimer Chazal, how does the statement go? Hashem showed Moshe a matbeah shel esh, period. A fiery coin. What does Rashi add? Rashi adds, Rashi Mosif u'mishkala machsis shekel. Hashem showed Moshe a fiery coin, and the weight of that fiery coin was half a shekel. Now, I don't know anything about weighing fire. Anyone know about weighing fire? I don't know how to weigh fire. I'm not sure if more fire is heavier than less fire. But the fact that Rashi added the words that the weight of the fiery coin that Hashem showed to Moshe Rabbeinu was half a shekel is a hard thing to understand. Hainu shematbeya zeh
hayala mishkal, that the shekel, the coin that he was shown, had a weight. V'hareza chidush nifla, v'nes b'soch nes. This is a wonder on top of a wonder. It's a miracle on top of a miracle. That Hashem would produce a fiery coin, that itself we don't even know what it means, but that a fiery coin would have a precise weight, that when Moshe held it in his hand, he could feel how heavy it was. What's going on here? Very strange. And it's not what Chazal says, it's not what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi just says God showed Moshe a fiery coin. Rashi says Hashem showed Moshe a fiery coin that weighed a half a shekel. So that's a wondrous thing, that a coin of fire would have a weight. It's a miracle on top of a miracle. That a coin would have a certain weight to it. Only the Baruch Rebbe could pick up on that, to know the Yerushalmi and the Medrash, to notice that Rashi says it, to believe that Rashi is a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, that he said it for a reason, and to interpret it in the derech of the Hashkafas HaChaim of the Baruch Rebbe. Look what he's going to say. It's beautiful. We can explain it in the way of understanding our souls in a deep way, in derech HaMusar, to get to know ourselves, to understand in Pnimius, in Chassidus, what Hashem wants from us. Apei divrei hatosos b'chul. Shatam shvotrech HaKadosh Baruch Hu laharos l'moshe matbeya shel eish, hu lefi shetama Moshe ala davar, mayuchal adam litein kofar nafsho. We know the Pesukim describe, can I have a full chumash please? I want to have a chumash on the table here. Sam, can I have it? Describe it. The Pesukim in Parshas Kisisa, where it's describing giving this coin, the purpose of giving the coin is that it should be what? It should be a kapara for the soul. Parshas Kisisa, Ve'edaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Kisisa esrosh b'nei Yisrael lefkudehem. When you take a head count of the Jews, v'nosnu ish kofer nafsho, and a person gives a kapara for his soul. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, whoa, hold on a second. Hashem, are you saying each Jew is only worth half a shekel? I can basically buy myself out of all my averos. I'm so cheap, I'm so worthless, that my whole existence, kofer nafsho, the value of my person is half a shekel. Moshe Rabbeinu, what didn't Moshe understand? When Hashem says to Moshe, make a half a shekel, Moshe says, I don't understand. Moshe couldn't figure out a way to mint his own money. He needed Hashem to show him, you know, who to put on the coin. On one side, a picture of Avram, the other side, Abraham Lincoln. Like, well, what was Moshe not, what didn't he understand? What Moshe didn't understand is, what do you mean, kofar, how can half a shekel be kofar nafsho? How could the value of a person's life be half a shekel? This is kofar nafsho, it's a kapara for a person. Shetama Moshe al adavar, ma yuchal adam litin kofar nafsho. How could a person give a coin that makes his whole life, you know, valuable, worth it? Ulechor etzarech bir. But we'll ask, what's Hashem's response? Moshe says, I don't understand the half shekel. So Hashem shows him a fiery coin and says, this is what I meant. So now Moshe understands. If Hashem would show him that a half shekel in this world equals $1 million, in the next one, Moshe says, now I get it. But Moshe says, I don't get how a half shekel is the kofar nafsho, is what a person is, so to speak, worth. And Hashem says, I'll show you a fiery coin, what it looks like, and now it makes sense. What's the pshat? Umavuar b'zeh, shekadosh baruch hu amr le'moshe. Hashem was saying to Moshe, kizeh yitnu. Give like this. What does it mean, kizeh yitnu? Give it like this. Shegam b'nei Yisrael tzrichim litein matbeya shel eish. That a Jew has to be the type of person that when he gives even a small coin, it's a matbeya shel eish. It's a fiery coin. A fiery small coin is a big deal. A mindless, you know, penny in the pushka is also a big deal. But when a person realizes I'm doing a mitzvah, and he's on fire for that mitzvah, even if it's a small thing, or it seems like a small thing, compared to a big Rabbana Sholem, if he gives it as a matbeah shel eis, zos omeres, shenestinas nachasis ha-shekel, ein erak nestina gashmis greda, biskum eser gera. It's not that he's giving a small amount that is the value of 10 gera, a small coin. But the way that it's given, right? It's not just, Moshe was asking, I don't know how to give this in a way that a half a shekel means anything. Hashem says, if you give it like fire, then it might be a small little shekel, but it's gevaldik. Shemekora be'esh haneshama, if it's rooted in the fire of your existence, of your soul, rak oz have a kofar nafsho. And then it makes sense that half a shekel, yeah. You understand what you can accomplish with one little Nesina of Tzedakah, one Maisa Tzedakah, if you do it with Islavus, to fulfill the Ratzon HaBorei, to give pleasure, Kiviyachol, to the creator of the entire universe, it's Gevaldik. So the first thing Hashem was showing Moshe Rabbeinu, if you think a little coin is not a big deal, you should realize a little coin that's given with Islavus, a mitzvah, a small mitzvah that's done with fire, is mamish the biggest thing in the world. It makes your whole life worthwhile. There was an older Jew who was once complaining, I think to Rav Avram Kalisker, and he said, you know, Rebbe, I have a very difficult life. And the Rebbe said to him, it's kedai for you to live 80 years to put on tefillin once. It would be kedai for you to live 80 years of a difficult life to be able to put on tefillin one time. Because we don't understand the value. And that's one time with your schleppy life. Can you imagine putting on tefillin one time, bislavus? I told you what the Shluchina Rebbe said. The Shluchina Rebbe said that the Sama Rav was able to disguise himself as a more, you know, traditional Hungarian Rosh Hashiva type. A Tama Chacham. He didn't necessarily have hanhagos that outwardly made him look like a Hasidish Rebbe. But the Shluchina said there were two things that he couldn't do without being mamish a fiery Rebbe. One was eating the fish on Shabbos. He was mamish out of his kelim and putting on his tefillin. So when the Sama Rav put on his tefillin, he says it was a different person on a different planet. So when a person understands, right, whatever your mitzvah is, a little money in the pushka, right? Kazeh yitnu, if you give it like fire, then it's kofar nafsha. It justifies your whole existence. 80 years to be alive to put on tefillin one time. But the tzaddik told that Alter Yid was complaining about his life. But then the Rebbe says something, and this is even more true to the Rebbe's derech in Avodas Hashem. Amnam kedeshe tusak, last paragraph. Amnam kedeshe tusak kaparazu. Lo maspik shetiyarakis oris haruchnis de'esha neshama. It's not enough that it should just be what? A fiery coin. Because Rashi didn't just say a fiery coin. Chazal said a fiery coin. The first answer to Moshe's question, how is a little coin going to be such a chashuv thing? Kofar nafsho? Hashem says, give it like fire. You'll see. A small fiery avoda can do big things to a person. Can make a big hashpah on a person's life. Can transform their whole existence. Kofar nafsho. But then what did Rashi add? What part did Rashi add to the Medrash and the Yerushalmi? Umishkala machsis hashekel. And its weight is a half shekel. Chevra, gashmias has weight. Ruchnias doesn't have weight. So why did Hashem show Moshe Rabbeinu that the shekel has to have weight? So the Baruch Rebbe says something, again, very much autobiographical. The Rebbe says, it's not enough for a person to achieve that kapara, to justify his existence. Kofar nafsho, lo maspik shetiyarakis oris haruchnias. It can't just be the esh of the neshama. It can't be that the body is my enemy and the neshama is the one that's fired up to serve Hashem. Beisa tefila v'kadoma. Bilvad. It can't just be in moments of undiluted ruchnias, of tefila, of Torah. What about serving the Kodesh Baruch with esh when I'm getting dressed in the morning? Where's the esh in that avodah? Where's the esh in eating my lunch? Where's the esh in doing my homework or working for my boss? Where's the esh in that? So look what the Rebbe says. Ela esh haneshama, where it's underlined. Tzricha lachdor b'chol maseh adam. The fire of that neshama has to spill over into the world of mishkal, into the world of things that have density, weight, physicality. It's gavaldik. Shekol asiyos of v'meshach hayom yiyu chadurim be'esh kedusha zu. That the fire of that fiery coin at the center of your existence, the kofar nafsho, has to spill over into the things that have what? Have substance, have depth, have weight. V'zeu shediak Rashi. And that's what Rashi's diokos. Shekodesh Baruch Hu hara l'moshe kimin matbeya shel esh. Hashem said, you have to be so on fire that what? U'mishkala machasis ha-shekel. That even in the realm of mishkal, in the world of physicality, the mishkal shayach rach b'metzios geshem v'chomer. In the world of physicality, zoso meres shetzarech lomar or shetzrichem lios hachibur v'ha'ichud. The esh v'ruchnias ha-neshama b'chinas mishkal. That the fire of the neshama has to impact one's physical life, one's physical existence. Geshem v'chomer haguf, the physicality, the substance of the body. V'rak oz tia nesina zu kofar nafsho. Because Hashem didn't send you to this world with a body to just be a neshama. You were just a neshama before you came here. There was no reason to turn you into a body to have you just be a neshama. A simplistic understanding would say, well, no, the body is just supposed to be, you know, to make it a struggle. No, it's not true. The goal is to use the neshama to lift up the body and to purify and to refine physicality. And that's the dira b'tachtonim. And that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatest desire. And that's all hinted to, again, in this Rashi, by the Machasis HaShekel, which we'll read in Mirtz Hashem this coming Shabbos. A beautiful piece. And that's how a Yid has to live his life. It can't, can't box the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We spoke Friday night. He can't box the Kodesh Baruch Hu into Ruchnius, because our life has so much Gashmias in it. There has to be a way for Einod Mavado to live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in my physical activities. There has to be a way. And the answer is to allow that Eish to spill over into the world of Mishkan, into the world of density, of physicality. Okay? But the second piece, on the second side of the page, that I'd like to learn together, is from the Sefer Eretz Tzvi. Also a piece on Machis is a Shekel. And again, the first piece, part of the way I want to connect it to Shabbos, is Baruch Hashem. We had a fiery Shabbos. And it has to spill over. It has to, the energy and the excitement and the slavas that we had over the course of Shabbos has to spill over into the days of Chol, the regular weekdays. Okay, but the second piece from the Eretz Tzvi, Kodjaglover. The Kodjaglover of Aryeh Tzvi Fromer, Hashem should avenge his blood, was one of the Rashi Yeshiva and Chachmei Lublin. Like I always say when we quote him, if you want to see a picture of him, go to the library, push the button for 5A, walk out of the elevator, and look on the wall right there. You'll see a picture of him. Mamish, a beautiful face. Beautiful hadras upon him. Anyways, he was killed Al Kiddush Hashem during the war. But he was one of the Rashi Yeshiva and Chachmei Lublin. Just try to wrap your head around that notion for a second. Chachmei Lublin, you needed to know like 500 Baal Peh to even begin to have a Bechina to get into that place. Okay, and this was the Rashi Yeshiva. So, I'm talking about a pretty big person. Okay, but he has very, very beautiful writings in Chassidus. And he writes in Parshas Kisisa, Inyan Machasis HaShekel. What is the Inyan of the Machasis HaShekel that's used again to count Jews? Uviladai ze yuchal chas v'shalom lishlo negev. Kamasha kasa v'lo yebhem negev. Right, we have to use the shekel to count the Jews, because if you don't use shekel to count the Jews, if you just count people, then God forbid what? There could be something dangerous that happens. Right, the pasuk says, "V'lo yebhem negev b'fkodosa." You're not allowed to count Jews. It's a halacha. It's a gemara. It's a halacha. Some people got it right through history. Some people got it wrong through history, and we're punished for it. So the Torah is warning us here. Ki sisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael, when you want to count Jews, be careful to count them in a way that lo yebhem negev, because things that are counted and things that are paid too much attention to, chas v'shalom, there could be ayin hara, and it could be destructive. Bracha is found that are things that are samoy min ha'ayin. Right? The less you sit counting the money that you have in your bank account, somehow Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it grow. The less you look at it. Sounds strange, but it's true. And the more you try to be in charge of it, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes it away from you. So you can't count Klal Yisrael. You can't count Jews. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? So how do we count? Everyone gives a half a shekel, and that protects Klal Yisrael. But the question is, what's the pshat of the half a shekel? What's the pshat half a shekel? V'chein b'David k'shenim nas Yisrael b'li shkalim, when David and Melech counted, right, what I was hinting to, when David and Melech counted without shkalim, it caused terrible tzaras for Klal Yisrael. But what's this inyan of the half shekel? So he says in the second line, Nira d'minyan haynu lahotzi as kol echad miYisrael min haklal, lios prat la'atzma. Why do I count each individual? Because I want to remind each individual that you are an individual, that you're your own thing. You're a prat. We'll get to the fact that you're part of a tzibur, but you have to be your own person to then bring yourself to the tzibur. So you're your own thing. Right? By counting a person, you're in a certain sense, you're one and you're two and you're three. Three totally different entities. To be a prat la'atzmo. Ki ze inyan minyan. Right? That's the concept of counting. To distinguish one from two and two from three. Shekol echor chashuv davar la'atzmo. That each person should have a healthy sense of individuality. V'lo chelek min haklal. And he's not just an undefinable piece of a larger puzzle. That he has an independent existence. He's a prat. He's his own thing. But the danger of being your own thing is that you don't have the protection that comes for the tzibur. Right? When I'm part of the team, when I'm part of the company, when I'm part of this people, so then regardless of my individual behaviors, right, I'm governed by certain rules that apply to the entire klal. So on the one hand, I want to make sure that I'm able to feel like an individual, because a Jew has to feel that his avoda is individual and unique, and his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is entirely his. At the same time, if he takes himself out of the tzibur, he's going to battle on his own. It's dangerous stuff. So how do we strike the balance between the two? And therefore, as we start to make hachanas, you have to think about why shkalim is sort of the first step towards leading towards Purim. Of the yachid and the klal. Purim is a big yontov that emphasizes the yachid and the klal. I think you could think about it. Where there's the emphasis of the yachid by Purim, where there's the emphasis of klal Yisrael by Purim. Right? You have unbelievable individuals who step up on Purim. We take achrayas on behalf of everyone. Individuals. Esther
If you don't act now, this is it. This is your chance. This is your moment as an individual to be marked in history. And at the same time, right? Klal Yisrael, Lech Kenos Kol Yehudim. There's a lot of themes of Achdus. So Klal Yisrael getting together on Purim. A lot of brotherhood types of, you know, Divrei Torah in the Megillah and beyond. So on the one hand, I have to be a healthy individual who believes that I can carry all of Klal Yisrael on my own. And at the same time, I have to be part of Klal Yisrael. So how do you do that? So the Kodesh Glover of Aryeh Tzvi Fromer says so beautifully, that's what a half a shekel is. Everyone gives their own shekel because everyone's an individual. But everyone gives a half a shekel as opposed to a whole shekel because no one's whole on their own. Look how he says it. He says it beautifully. On the one hand, the shkalim are used for what? What are these shkalim actually used for? Learn Mishnah Shkalim. They put them in special boxes and they used it for the karbanos of Klal Yisrael, the tzibur. Lohoros the adraba. Tachlis haminyan, hu lichol alachar kach besoch Yisrael. Be an individual. You can't join the tzibur if you're not bringing something to the table. But be an individual, and then don't become an individual to the point that you can't be with others. Be a person who has a healthy sense of individual expression, but then immerse yourself, throw yourself into the tzibur. Immerse that individuality within Klal Yisrael. Vechein, it says where it's underlined. Hamitzvah v'machzis ha-shekel. Le'das shekol echel la'atzmo einu mu'uma, rak b'tzirah fa'klal. Everyone has to give on their own. Kofer nafsho, every soul is individual, is unique. But everyone gives a half to remind himself that you can't do it on your own. V'haminyin l'ramis. Shemikodem tzarech kol echad lishar atzmo. First, a person needs to straighten out his own life. U'lehitiv ma'isav. You can't spend your whole life just being part of the tzibor and not being your own thing. Right? Just piggybacking off of the tzibor, then you're not becoming who you're supposed to be. First, a person needs to figure out his own life and think deeply about what makes him unique. But then to figure out how does my unique contribution fit into the bigger picture of Klal Yisrael. Shegam mitzad haprat shelo yeh tov. V'acher kach yichanes l'soch haklal. And then afterwards, what? From his prat, from his individual contribution, to enter into the tzibur. Aval lo yismoch atzmo al klal levad. But not, God forbid, to solely rely on the tzibur. Ki lefi hatovas maisov beheyosov beprat. Because in accordance with perfecting himself as an individual, l'umaso yuchal yichanes l'toch haklal, and then he's able to enter into the klal and share his kochus with others and take from others. Like we've been learning in Lekut Amarim. Aval be'efes ma'isim tovim, but if he doesn't have his own individual contribution, lo yiklot oso haklal. Then the tzibur says, we don't want you. If you're going to be part of our tzibur, right, then that's gavaldik. If you're just going to collect a welfare check and not contribute anything to society, right, not because you're going through a tough time, because you're just lazy, you don't want to get involved, and you're living off the fat of the land, and we don't want you to be a part of our tzibur. But if you're an individual who has something unique to offer to the team, then of course we want you to be part of the tzibur. We don't want you to be your own thing. We want you to join us. So that balance is struck through a machzis ha-shekel. On the one hand, it's very interesting. What is the term? What is the term that's given for this coin? Matbeya shel esh. Matbeya. You know why a coin's called a matbeya? What's a matbeya? A matbeya means a mold. It's molded, right? Because it's minted the same way, right? You have the press that's making the coins, that each one should look identical. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the unique things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating each and every one of us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a matbeya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a press, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a place where he forms each of us, and yet what's unique is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes each of us individually. Right? So what does that mean? So why is Hashem, it makes it sound like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just like stamping out, you know, people, just pumping us out one at a time. And at the same time, it's saying, but each person, no two people look alike, no two people think alike, no two people sound alike. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of saying, you're all in some degree stamped from the same press, the same matbeya that Adam Rishon was formed from, the same mold that I used to make Adam Rishon. But the Chazal praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's able to what? To produce everyone looking different. So when you give a matbeya, the word matbeya itself, that coin which is called a matbeya, is also representing that duality. On the one hand, you're a stamp, you're part of a team. On the other hand, you're stamped uniquely. And that's why it's a machasis ha-shekel. You can't be your own thing. You're just half a shekel. You're not the complete thing. A person who's not married is half a person. A person who's not part of Klal Yisrael is half a person. You're not complete yet. V'zeh peirashim ein ani li mili. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. If I'm not going to be true to myself, then who can be me? No one. You're unique. U'kashani la'atzmi ma'ani. But if I stay by myself, if I develop my individuality and I don't ever join with a tzibur, then I'm also nothing. Then I'm always going to be half a shekel. The first thing I need to know is what? First, I have to develop myself, and not to be just a parasite who's, you know, leeching off of others, but what? But to develop yourself in an authentic way. But then not to be such an individual that you can't even be around people. Because you're so unique and you're so different, right? Even though you copied other people to become so unique and so different. Like I always point out, you know, you're in the supermarket and you see some person who's dressed in like some funky way, right? And they're like trying to be so unique and so different, but they're also mimicking some, you know, some person that they saw who also, you know, dyed their hair that color and didn't actually think of it themselves. But it's an expression of their individuality. It's crazy to think that you're so unique and so different that you can't be a part of anything else. So that balance is what we're trying to strike. Just go to the last paragraph. We'll conclude with this. And this is hinted to as well. Also something that we read right here alongside the Machasis HaShekel in Parshas Kisisa, the Ketores. About the Ketores it says, Bad Bivad Yihiyah. Individuals. Lavad, alone. Individuals. Each of the spices of the Ketores has to play an individual role before it can become part of the Tzibur. What does that mean? Let's read. Perusho. Shekol echad asamamanim. Each of the 11 spices of the Ketores, yirkach la'atzmo, has to be prepared on its own, has to be refined on its own, levado, va'achar kach ya'arvavam yachad. And then, after they've been prepared on their own, then we mix them together. U'lechor alamazah. So why should it be that way? Hare le'inyan she is arvu heitiv, tov yoser she is arvu kodem shenischaku. Haminim la'atzum. Better to put them all together and then grind them up all together. Why grind up? Why prepare each one individually and then combine them? He says in halacha, we find that when things are put together initially and then crushed up together, right, then they're considered to be one substance. But if they're separate, if they're going to be mixed separately and only then combined at the end, so then that's not really going to, it's not going to combine in the best way possible, in a halachic sense. But he says what this is hinting to, four lines from the end, Achesh l'ramiz k'nizkar l'el, t'ta'arovez samamani ha'ketores. That the very idea of the ketores has all different types of spices. Some smell good, and some, like the chelbuna, smells really bad. But it has to become itself the best that it can, and then mix in with the tzibur. Achesh l'ramiz k'nizkar l'el, t'ta'arovez samamani ha'ketores. Ramiz she is arvavu kol ha'maisim tovim shol kol yisrael yachad. That we want to mix together what? I want to mix together all of the different kochos of Klal Yisrael. Va'afilo shel poshei Yisrael. Hanir mezbechel b'na. And even the sinners of Klal Yisrael have something to contribute. In their rebellion against God, there's something that we can learn from. Ava'bitchila tzarech liros shamaisim tovim yutovim gam mitzad ha'prat. But we can't put the spices together too early. Each of the spices has to be prepared on its own. And then, once each spice has maximized its perfection on its own, then we put them together, we compound them together to make ketores, which according to Chazal is the best of the karbanos. Why? Because it brings together so many different things. You bring a shepsala as a karban, so you brought a sheep. Right? You bring a goat, so you brought a goat. You bring ketores, you bring so many different kochos that have done their best to be the best individuals they can be, and then they become mamish, this koch of tzibur. And therefore, first they need to be prepared on their own, the best that they can. Alkena mitzvah shekol, but then they come together. Alkena mitzvah shekol echad yirkach levado, each one is prepared on its own, v'achar kach is arvu yachad. And then they're combined together. And again, that's another message for those of us who are together for Shabbos. And those who aren't, we invite you to join us in this idea. But again, on Shabbos, I think we saw combined kochos and individual kochos coming out, no? People stepped up as individuals and as a tzibur. I think we came together in a different type of way. So Mirtz Hashem, as we come to Parsha Shkalim, we should keep these ideas in mind. Like the Lubavitch Rebbe said, to be a fiery Jew even when you do a small thing. And to realize that Hashem, that fire can spill over into Gashmias. I'm not only serving Hashem, but I'm sitting and learning Torah. You're going to walk out of this room now, and when you walk down the street, you're serving Hashem also. And then like the Kadosh Glover said, like Rav Aryeh Tzvi Fromer said, to develop the individual, to be your own shekel, your own matbeah, that you're stamped in an individual way, like the Gemara says, but at the same time, to then realize I'm only a machzis shekel. To be the best spice that I can be, even if I'm not the best of the spices, but then I'll combine my whatever I have, the best I can be with the tzibur, and then we'll mamish make a reach nicholach l'Hashem. Yeah. Yeah, chelbana. The worst smelling spice of the ketores is called chelbana. Ches Lamed Beis Nun Hei. It's Gematria Haman. I got a little Purim reference in for the day. Yeah. But the Chalbana, Ches Lamed Beis Nun Hei, could be the Rashi Tevos of Chayev Lomar Bishvili Nevra Ha'olam. But even the worst smelling spice, if it does his part to be whatever it can be, and then combine with the Tzivor, but the Chalbana also can't mix into it soon. It has to be its own thing first. That's from Rashmul Brazil. Rashmul Brazil said, Chalbana is Rashi Tevos Chayev Lomar Bishvili Nevra Ha'olam. Which means, again, that's a healthy sense. The Chalbana can say, I'm just coming along for the ride. I only smell good because I'm mixed in with that. No, you have to first be the Chalbana. And then once you've been the best Chalbana you can be, so then you join the Tzibur. And you join the Ketoris. And they're all mixed together to make that beautiful scent for Hashem. All right? Shkoyach, thanks for coming. We'll stop here. Have a great day.